Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with David Hine and Irene Sankoff, the brilliant minds behind the hit Broadway musical Come From Away. David and Irene, thank you for joining me.
Oh my gosh, it's our pleasure. Thank you.
It's been an incredible few years for you with Come From Away, breaking box office records, winning dozens of awards. For anyone who isn't familiar with the musical, can you just briefly describe what Come From Away is about?
Sure. It's about when 38 planes were grounded in Gander, Newfoundland over September 11th, 2001. And the Newfoundlanders not only let the people off of the planes and into their airport, they just opened up their community buildings, their homes, their hearts, and a very memorable 5 days was had by all, and friendships were made that are still around to this day.
Well, the show has won many awards, including a Tony, Helen Hayes Awards, Outer Critics Circle Awards. You've got a Grammy nomination for Best Musical Theater Album. What for you is the biggest validation or reward?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so it wouldn't have been one of the awards. It would have been being out in Gander over 2 days last October, and it was just so gratifying to see all the Newfoundlanders whose story we had based the musical on, or just respond to the musical with utmost enthusiasm, and our company to be embraced by Gander, Newfoundland, and of course, Lewisport, Glenwood, Appleton, North Arm, Gambo, because people from all over came to see that show, and having their blessing on it, and having the blessing of the Come From Away who had been stranded there, who represented our show, that was the biggest award of all.
Yeah, I was pretty sure you'd say something about the audience reaction, because I mean, everything that you're posting on social media and just hearing you talk about it, you're so enthusiastic for it, for the reception it's gotten. And I mean, almost all the critics who've written about it have said it's the show we need right now, because it's a demonstration of hope and celebrating the best of humanity. Does it feel to you like the show is part of a changing tide?
When we started researching it back in 2011, we couldn't have had any idea of what was to come. Not many of us couldn't have. And really, it was more about honoring what happened at that place in time. And, we hoped it was going to be a period piece about, just this wonderful event that happened against one of the darkest events in history, in our, North American history. And, the fact that it's become so pertinent is it's surprising to all of us. I mean, we're glad that it's speaking to so many people, obviously, but we couldn't have known.
Well, you've got coming up a film adaptation. What can you share about that?
What can I share about that? We're working on a first draft. We are going to be working with Chris Ashley, our amazing director from our amazing Tony-winning director from the Broadway production, and of course now the production that's going on in Winnipeg and that will be opening up at the Royal Alex next month. Other than that, that's all the information we have right now.
So no idea about a release date or anything?
No.
Well, I can't wait to hear more and see that adaptation when it's released. I want to wish you both the best of luck at the Grammys. I know David's just stepped aside for a minute, so I don't know if we'll get to hear from him.
I'm trying to hear if he's actually wrapping up. This is one thing that we've learned, is that whatever we've planned for a moment, about three things will come along to sideline us, whether it's something about the show or something about our daughter or if it's just life. So he just jumped out of the room.
Okay, well, I really appreciate you making the time for this. And so please give my best to David as well. For anyone who wants to check out the Grammys live, it's airing Sunday, January 28th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For the latest updates on David and Irene, follow at Sankoff and Hine on Twitter. And for show information, comefromaway.com. Irene, thank you so much for making time for this, and congratulations on everything. It's wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thank you.